Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Kama Daf Kuf Amud Bet at the Mishnah, which is the fourth Mishnah in the ninth Perek. Continuing on with the issue of a workman who fouls up the work, Hanotein Semer Letzaba V'Ikticho Yora, if someone gave wool to a dyer and it got burnt in the pot, and already in the previous podcast we discussed whether or not it had already become dyed, that is a rule that everybody agrees with, which is that the dyer has to pay the owner of the wool for the value of the wool. Tzva'on ka'ur, and we'll see in the Gemara right away what that means. The client has to pay the artisan for his work, but he pays him the lesser of the following two: the improvement or the expense. So let's say he spent $25 on this, using this ka'ur to dye, and it turned out the thing was now improved by $50, he pays him $25, and vice versa. So that's the Avi, right? Okay, now, those are two principal rules, and now we're going to see an application or a case that will split the difference. If he gave him wool to dye one color and dyed it another color, for instance, red or black, black or red, a mayor judges it like destroyed wool, and therefore has to pay him for wool. He judges it like ka'ur, which we'll find out in a minute what it means, and therefore gives him the lesser of the expense or the improvement. Okay, my ka'ur, and I mentioned we discussed it, Kalbus, which is like dregs. Amar Rav Shmuel, Kafra Dudi. And take a look at Rashi there. See, it's like he cleans out the bottom of the vat with this wool, and that's how he dyes it. Alright, Tana Rabbanan. Hanotein Etzim L'Charash Tosot Mehen Kiseh V'Asam Mehen Safsal, Safsal V'Asam Mehen Kiseh. Parallel case to the second half of our Mishnah, where the artisan did a proper job, but the wrong one. So I gave the artisan wood, and he made a chair instead of a bench, or vice versa. Again, our mayor says that he has to pay me the value of my wood, and he keeps the bench. I pay him the lesser of the expense or the improvement, and of course I keep the bench now, either the one who offered the, who gave the wood. Umod the Rebbe Meir. Amir agrees that if he gave him wood to make a chair and he made a deficient chair, he gave him wood to make a fancy bench and he made a lousy bench, then then he gives him the lesser. In other words, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda in that context. Now, Ibayalahu. The question was asked in the Beit Midrash. Is color considered to be a tangible improvement to the wool? What does that mean? So, echidami, what's the case, and therefore, what, in reference to what is being asked? If you're talking about a case where you stole someone else's dye, the plant, and you broke it up, and you soaked it, and then you used it to dye, so typically, you're chayiv to pay him for the samanim, because you stole them, and you did a shinui. So in other words, you couldn't hand him back the sweater and say, get the simanim out. You already were koneh them, you owe him value. L'tzrichah degazal simanim shruyim utzavabahu. He had taken already soaked dye, so that there was a vat full of dye. He took that, and he colored wool. He dyed wool with it. So my, yeshavah simanim al gaitzemer, in which case we would say, da'amarle, the one who had the dye stole, the already soaked dye stolen. Havle simanoy d'shakutinu. He would say, give me back dye. In which the thief can say, I have nothing of yours, because after all, it's just color. So Amri, even if so, how can the thief say, I have nothing of yours? Namely, why can't the original owner of the dye say, give me back the simanim that you destroyed? So El Haki, so that can't be the case, it must be this case. Ein Shavach Samanim al Gabei HaTzemer Uva Yishlumi Lei. Do we say that there is no Shavach, meaning that the thief has to pay just for the dye? Adomi Yesh Shavach Samanim al Gabei HaTzemer V'amar Lei HaManchi Kamach Shaklinu. Or can we say that now that the Simanim are in the wool, that's the improvement, the thief can now hand the wool back to the owner of the simanim and say, here, take them out of here. Shaklinu? My shakli, how are you going to get them out of there? But sapun with some sort of cleaning agent? Sapun aver miavar, it's not going to get the dye out. Rather, it's going to do is it's going to destroy the dye. It's going to disappear it. So hashav lo avid. So therefore, this gazlan is not doing a hashav asagzela. So this must be the case. He stole wool and samanim of a guy. He used that guy's dye to dye that guy's wool. And now he gives him back. Do we say that there's shavach? And now he's returned everything. Maybe there is no shavach, and therefore, he's given him back the wool, and now he has to pay him for the dye. Or do we say that he's given him the whole thing? So Amri, typically the Iker Liniele Bedami. Why don't we just say, after all, the wool is now worth more, and so therefore that's what he's giving back. It says, Lo Tzricha Dezal Tzav Vetzive. Maybe between the time that he stole the Samanim and the value of wool dyed, that color has gone down. So Yibayit Eima, we have another possibility of what they're asking. Gonshit Savabahu Kufa. That he painted an animal or something, a monkey. That he dyed him. In other words, he dyed something that did not gain at all. And so that's the question. Because whether he can say, here, take it back, or he has to pay him for the samanim. Ravina amar hachmayaskinan, that's another way of saying that the value didn't go up. Ravina amar hachmayaskinan, somehow the monkey got back into the case, and it's not a gzeil issue. One guy has some wool, another guy has a vat of dye sitting next to it. A monkey came, or an earthquake came, or a train wreck came, doesn't matter, somehow knocked the vat over, it dyed the wool. And then we ask the following question: Yesherach siman samanim al gabei tzemer. Is there improvement? To Amar le havle salani the gabach minhu. The owner of the dye can say to the owner of the wool, "Give me back samanim that you have of mine." Odil ma yesherach simanim al gabei tzemer. Perhaps not. Amar le lach gabei klum. The owner of the wool could say, "I don't have anything of yours." So let's see if we could solve it. Toshma beged shetzva obikli pe orla yidalek. Remember, orla is asur b'hana'a, and not just to eat. But meaning not just edible orla, but even orla that could be used to make a dye. If you dyed a garment with orla based dye, then it has to be burned. So you see that color is considered the tangible thing. So Rava says when it comes to orla, there's a special isur of any hana of that anything you could see. Right, which means that even though color may not be significant in Choshe Mishpat, when it comes to Orla, it is. The Tanya, at the end of the Pasuk says, Aridim lo ye'achel, ein li ela isur achila, all that tells you is not allowed to eat Orla. Minayin shelo ye'aneh menu, how do I know you can't get Hana? And then, lo yitzbabov le'adlik etaner, which by the way is different, because Hana, I would say like Hana of Chametz. Hana of Chametz only attaches to Chametz, which is a bar achila, which is an edible thing. But here we're saying that not only can you not get hana from orla peaches, let's say by selling them, you are making a paste out of them, you also can't use them for non-edible stuff. Meaning that if you have a totally non-edible thing of orla, you still can't use it. So the pasuk hits you over the head several times, it's absolutely orla. It's all orla. Which means you cannot extrapolate from there to our general question. Toshma. It's a parallel halacha with Shemitah, which is if you had Shemitah-based stuff which makes dye, and you dyed a garment with it, it has to be burned up. You have to do beer. So if you like to take a pasuk, Shemitah is, means it remains the way it is, means when Shemitah does not lose its definition of Shemitah, just because it is now in a garment. Okay, good. So now, that tells us that we don't have a solution to our problem. In the meantime, Rava himself was the author of the position when it comes to Orla, found a contradiction. So here he's claiming that that proves that color really is something significant. And the challenge was Ravitam Shinivla Babayit Habaitameh Vamrilah Baitahor. If you have Ravitam, which is the shear of Tumat Ohel, Ravitam of a mate, that was spilled in a house, and then the house is Tameh. Amilah Bayit Tahor. There's another version that says the Bayit Tahor. V'lo Pligia. And we solved that by saying, Hamba Kelim Dav Mikara. Kelim Da Atu Lebasof. If you had Kelim in the house when the blood was spilled, and it was a revit at one time, then the Kelim are Tameh for being in the Ohel. But if the Kelim you brought into the house afterwards, after it was absorbed, then they're Tahor because it was already absorbed in the ground. Now, Nivla Bichsut, but if the blood was absorbed in a garment, Ro'in, Im mitkabeset haksud v'yotza men revit dam, if you could squeeze it and get out a revit of dam, then Tmeya. Vimlav Tahora. If not, then it's Tahor. So you see that color is not significant. Amrav Kahana Mikula Reviyu Shanukan. This is one of the kulot, one of the lenient rulings about Revit. Vedam Tfusa Rabbanan. Because the dam we're talking about is not dam hanefesh that came out when the person died. Vedam Tfusa that came out afterwards. And that's Tuma de Rabbanan, so therefore we dealt with it as a kula. Okay, that we solved. Rava Rami. Rava brought another contradiction. Tan. Mimin Hatsovin. If you have any Shemitah things that are of the types that are used as dye, Svichei Satis V'Kutzeh, Yeshtan Shvit V'Nuen Shvit. Shemitah applies to them, Shemitah applies to money that you sold them, that you got from them benefits, Yeshtan Biur V'Nuen Biur. And you have to do Biur, getting them out, when it comes time for Shata Biur, when in the whole district it's out, and also the money. Alma Itzim Yesh Pemishim Kedushat Shvit. So you see that wood has Shemitah attached to it. Armin he, we have the following challenge. Alei kanim v'alei kfanim shegivavan bechave al pnei asadeh. If you have vines and sticks or twigs, or little branches, that you made a pile of in the field, so liktan la'achila yeshlen mishum kedushat shvit. If you then collected them for purposes of eating or using for food, and their shvita applies. La'itzim en ben mishum kedushat shvit. But if you collected them for wood, for fire, then there is no kedushat shvit. So does wood automatically have it or not? So Mishani Makrah, his answer was, the pasuk says le'ochla. Meaning that the definition of shvita is le'ochla. Now it's not only food, but mishan atov v'roshavin. Meaning only things where the hanah comes simultaneously with its being spent and used up. And that you eat something, so it's the hanah you get is when you eat it, that's also when it gets spent. Yatzu etzim shenatan achar biuran. That excludes wood where the hanah you get is after you destroy it. You burn wood, you got a fire, and then you got coals that you cook on, that's after it's been destroyed. So therefore it doesn't attach. Ha'ika etzim demashchan danatan ruviran shavin. They have a particular kind of wood that they would use for the torch, so that you would burn it, you'd be getting the hanah itself. So Amar Rava, Rava says, yeah, but the default is stam etzim lasakein omdin. Normally, wood is used for fire. Rav Kahana etzim lasaka tanaihi. He says that's a machloka tanaim, whether stam etzim lasaka, which would explain why wood doesn't have shvit. Tanya, ein mosfin perot shvit lo lemishra velo lechvusa. You can't use perot shvit for a laundry piece. For like a laundry, to put into the laundry mix. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no nim perot shvit l'tocha mishra l'tocha kvusai. Disagree and says you can. My time in Rabbanon, why did Rabbanon say you can't? Amar kra le'ochla. Says le'ochla, v'lo l'mishra. The Shemitah is there to eat, not be used for laundry or other things like that. The mix and put in the mix. Le'ochla v'lo l'kvusai. Rabbi Yossi Omer, amar kra lachem. Says that the Shemitah is for you, meaning it's your fruit, l'chol tzarchechem, anything you need. So now we've got to see, what does each person do with the other one's pasuk? Rabbanan nami aktiv lachem. What do the Rabbanan do with lachem? Lachem dumi de lochla. The fact is that it's parallel, meaning the mishan atov roshavin. You can only use it for things that, like eating, the hanah comes with it being destroyed. Yetsu mishra kvusa shanatana char biuran. With kvusa, you throw it into the mix, it gets all mixed in there, and then later you use it as laundry. Rabbi Yossi nami aktiv lochla. Rabbi Yossi also Rabbi Yossi also says has the problem with ochla. He says that ochla is there to excuse you can't use perot shvit for a bandage. Let me shra, just to be clear, let me shra is the soaking like flax and the kvusa is for laundry. Maybe it should be like Rabbanan say. It's basically Rabbi Yossi says, I have an including phrase and an exclusive phrase. The exclusive phrase is le'ochla, and the inclusive phrase lachem. So lachem, I say, is there to include laundry and soaking. And the exclusive one is the bandage. Why did I include laundry and take out the bandage? Laundry is something everybody needs. And I take out the bandage because that's not something that is needed for anybody, only for sick people. Okay, so then, the ziluf means to pouring it out in the house to make the house smell nice. Piktivizin is an emetic that make you throw up. So who does that follow? Kaman Krabiosi. The Rabbanon Ikanam Mishal Kvusa. The Rabbanon, if that was authored by Rabbanon, they would have added Lo Chalav Lo Kvusa. The fact they didn't, and most of those three means that the author of that statement is indeed Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. Mir Tzashem, Adav Kuf Ber Amud Aleph.